The 17th session of the heads of state and governments of the AU opened in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea this morning. Our correspondent at the summit, Nuto Bibini Nuto, is on the line to update us on the opening. Hello, Nuto. Tell us what is happening currently at the summit.
The 17th summit of the heads of African states and governments have just opened. The first session has ended, and the presidents of the 52 African countries are currently in a closed-door session. And as I speak with you, the opening ceremony had a very remarkable beginning, so to speak, with leaders from all across the world having representations here, because they see the youth as a very integral aspect of the African economy, and for that matter, the world economy at large. Opening the ceremony, the host president and chairperson of the African Union, President Mbasogo, stated that the youth is a very critical aspect of the society. And though many theories portray the youth as negative, being aggressive, he and his country saw the youth as a very important asset of the economy. He stated that there is a need to create the African Union Voluntary Youth Corps, which will create jobs, as agreed in the last Abuja summit. And that is a surest instrument to mobilize the youth in order to achieve the objectives of the Millennium Development Goals. He also stated that his country was willing to serve as the headquarters for this youth corps, which should be institutionalized now and not at a later date. The Deputy UN Secretary General, Mrs. Dr. Asha Rose Migiro, also spoke. She gave some statistics. She stated that 35% of the world's population are between the ages of 15 and 35, which is the youth. And for that matter, in Africa alone, the youth who are unemployed constitute between 11 to 20%, depending on the country. And they are unemployed, with a vast number of them also who are employed, but not sustainably making any living. And so there is a need for the African leaders to show leadership and to think outside the box, to create jobs to make these youth sustainably employed. And she also delved down into the universities and said there is a mismatch between the needs of the job market and what the schools are using, and it makes it quite difficult for products of various universities and higher learning institutions to produce well-crafted or well-rounded products for the job market. And she also said national youth programs has provided jobs. They have been tested and tracked and in countries like Tanzania and South Africa, whilst in Ghana the NYEP is making so much gain. As she said, the youth in agriculture and currently the youth in road maintenance and even the National Service Secretariat, which she learned at first hand, is moving into agriculture is a step in the right direction. And that the agriculture subsector and agribusiness at large can create sustainable jobs for the youth and for anybody who ventures into it. Basically, this is what happened. But we also had the former president of Brazil, President Inácio Lula da Silva, who also came to display his country's cards on the table, stating how they managed to get a good number of people out of the poverty level, which constituted about 28 million people lifted from abject poverty and 35 million people raised to the middle income status through agriculture and agribusiness. And his country was prepared to share best practices with African countries. And that was what transpired in the morning.
Now, Nuto, did any of the speakers touch on the crisis in Libya?
Libya came side by side the theme for the summit. Libya was said to be in very difficult times, though the issue that was discussed today pointed to the fact that the youth were now calling for greater attention. The youth were now calling for a fair share of the national cake so that they can also make a living for their people and for their families, without which the government were seen not to be doing so much. And so Libya is no exception. But then Libya's case was seen as having attracted too much foreign intervention, which was unnecessary to some extent, because Africa is seen to be capable enough to solve its own crisis. And for that matter, there was no need for NATO's intervention. And in this case, President Mbasogo was very critical and did not mince words at all. And he stated that the cities of Africa had matured enough to be able to intervene when the issues such as Libya's problem. And so there was no need for NATO to intervene. And in any case, the African Union has set up a roadmap to peace, which Colonel Muammar Gaddafi accepted to implement in his country a week before NATO also sent its troops to Libya.
Now, Noto, generally, what is the atmosphere like at the summit?
I should describe it as mixed feelings, because in as much as people are participants here and leadership is looking at the youth as a core of national development agenda, they also see the uprisings and the call for attention by the youth as somehow uncalled for, because there are programs of actions in various countries trying to solve problems of the youth. And for example, like the National Youth Employment that is currently underway in Ghana, and the Youth and Agriculture and Road Maintenance, for instance, had come up strongly in South Africa, in Tanzania, in Malawi, and other African countries. And
now,
so the cause of... I can hear you.
Yeah, and also, have you spotted some youth groups at the summit?
Yes, youth groups are right here. They are represented here in their numbers. We are yet to speak with them, because the leadership is in a closed door session, so people are scattered around. But at the right time, we'll speak with them and we'll get back to you to get you.
Okay, Nuto, Bibini Nuto, thanks for the report. That was our correspondent at the AU summit in Equatorial Guinea, Nuto, Bibini Nuto.